6 million Jewish victims. Importance. The alleged 6 million Jewish fatalities is the single most important number of the Holocaust and one of the most consequential statistics in all of history. It appears everywhere that we hear about the Holocaust. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum website writes, quote, "The Holocaust was the systematic, bureaucratic, state-sponsored persecution and murder of approximately 6 million Jews," unquote. The official Israeli Institute Yad Vashem says, quote, "The Holocaust was the murder of approximately 6 million Jews by the Nazis and their collaborators," unquote. Orthodox historians are extremely confident of this number, as Jacob Robinson writes, 1976, page 281, quote, "There can be no doubt as to the accuracy of the estimated figure of some 6 million victims," unquote. Walter Lecker's Holocaust Encyclopedia concurs, Lecker Boimel Schwartz 2001, page 139, quote, "The round figure of 6 million admits of no serious doubt," unquote. Clearly, much stands or falls on this single number, which has been called repeatedly a symbolic figure. 6 million before the Holocaust. So, we have an obvious question: where did the infamous figure of 6 million come from in the first place? One would naturally presume it to be impossible to calculate the death toll in the midst of a raging world war. Even in the immediate aftermath, we would know little for certain. It turns out that the world was told of 6 million Jewish victims not only in the immediate aftermath of the war, but during the war, at the start of the war, and even before the war, in fact, decades before the war. The seemingly impossible history of the 6 million constitutes a fascinating subtext to the larger Holocaust narrative. One can find references to 6 million and Jews in newspapers dating from decades before World War II, even from the 19th century. In 1850, the Christian Spectator cited a total of 6 million Jews in the world. In 1870, the New York Times, NYT, followed suit. In 1889, the NYT reported that 6 million Jews, quote, "were all in a state of political bondage," unquote, and in 1891, they referred to, quote, "6 million persecuted and miserable wretches," unquote. By 1900, the Zionist movement was gaining strength and was anxious to encourage suffering Jews to move to Palestine. That year, the NYT quoted activist Stephen Wise as saying that, in Europe, quote, "there are 6 million living, bleeding, suffering arguments in favor of Zionism," unquote. In 1901, the Chicago Daily Tribune reported on the, quote, "hopeless condition of the 6 million Jews in Russia," unquote. In 1905, Zionists began to fret that, quote, "Russia, with its 6 million Jews," unquote, wasn't promoting emigration. Soon thereafter, World War I began. We then begin to read in the NYT of the plight of, quote, "more than 6 million Jews who live within the war zone," unquote. The next month carried more reports of the eternally damned, quote, "of whom more than 6 million are in the very heart of the war zone," unquote. They were consequently, quote, "subjected to every manner of suffering and sorrow," unquote, and all Americans were called upon to help. In 1916, we read that, quote, "the world is silent despite the fact that nearly 6 million Jews are ruined, in the greatest moral and material misery," unquote. A year later, Rabbi Samuel Shulman exclaimed that, quote, "6 million of Jews are living in lands where they are oppressed, exploited, crushed, and robbed of every inalienable human right," unquote. In May of 1917, we hear that, quote, "6 million Jews, half the Jews of the world, are calling to you for help," unquote. By late 1918, the war was nearing its end. Did we have 6 million Jewish fatalities? No. Somehow, they all managed to survive. Instead of attending their funerals, we were then called upon to aid their recovery, quote, "6 million souls will need help to resume normal life when war is ended," unquote, wrote the New York Times. One might have thought that this would have been the end of the stories of the 6 million. It was not. The infamous number simply shifted to a new region. In September of 1919, we find that it was now the Ukrainian and Polish Jews who were subject to misery, quote, "6 million are in peril," unquote. We are further horrified to read that, quote, the population of 6 million souls in Ukraine and in Poland are going to be completely exterminated, unquote. Naturally, this was, quote, the paramount issue of the present day, unquote. Once again, 6 million Jews under threat of extermination. The trend continued for years, too numerous to elaborate. References include the following. Quote, unbelievable poverty, starvation and disease for about 6 million souls, or half the Jewish population of the earth, unquote, 1919. Quote, typhus menaced 6 million Jews of Europe, unquote, 1920. Quote, hunger, cold rags, desolation, disease, death, 6 million human beings without food, shelter, clothing, unquote, 1920. Quote, Russia's 6 million Jews are facing extermination by massacre, unquote, again, 1921. Quote, over 6 million Russian Jews neglected, unquote, 1924. 6 million during the Holocaust. This brings us to the Nazi era, where the 6 million appeared once again, and long before World War II. The first reference came just 2 months after Hitler assumed power in January 1933. The NYT reported on a quote-unquote Hitler protest vote by some local New York government officials. Rabbi Stephen Wise issued an appeal, quote, we are now active in relief and reconstruction work in Eastern Europe, where 6 million Jews are involved, unquote. 3 years later, in 1936, we read in the London Times of, quote, 6 million unwanted unfortunate Jews, unquote, and of, quote, these 6 million people without a future, unquote. On that same day, the NYT reported on a speech by British Zionist Chaim Weizmann, who, quote, dwelt first on the tragedy of at least 6 million superfluous Jews in Poland, Germany, Austria, unquote. In February 1937, we hear that, quote, 5 to 6 million Jews in Europe are facing expulsion or direst poverty, unquote. Such references continued on, through 1938 and 1939. War began in September of that year, and anti-Nazi propaganda accelerated. In mid-1940, the NYT quoted Nahum Goldman, quote, 6 million Jews are doomed to destruction if the victory of the Nazis should be final, unquote. This was still at least one full year before Hitler allegedly decided to begin his program of Jewish mass murder, according to Orthodox experts. How could Goldman have known what was to come? In January of 1942, we read that Heinrich Himmler, quote, has uprooted approximately 6 million human beings, unquote, and shipped them to occupied Poland. By mid-1942, it was, quote, a vast slaughterhouse for Jews in Europe, unquote, 1 million were reported dead, and the remainder of the, quote, 6 million to 7 million at risk, unquote. The sad tale continued throughout the war years. Hitler intends, quote, the extermination of some 6 million Jewish persons in the territories over which his rule has been extended, unquote, London Times, 1943. Quote, save doomed Jews, unquote, said Rabbi Hertz, the world, quote, has done very little to secure even the freedom to live for 6 million of their Jewish fellow men, unquote. 2 million were dead, quote, and the 4 million left to kill are being killed, according to plan, unquote. Then came the first definitive claim, in January of 1945, 4 months before the end of the war, quote, 6 million Jews dead, unquote. Jacob Leschinski claimed that the pre-war population of 9.5 million had been reduced to 3.5 million. In May 1945, we read something of an official declaration from Lord Wright, of the UN War Crimes Commission, quote, it has, however, been calculated that in all about 6 million Jews were deliberately slaughtered in gas chambers and other ways, unquote. Calculated by whom? On what basis? And using what hard evidence? He did not say. Thus we see that the 6 million has an impressive legacy. Traditional historians often emphasize that the figure came from the Germans at the Nuremberg International Military Tribunal that began in November 1945, which is true. A minor functionary, Wilhelm Hottel, testified to this number early in the proceedings. Historians like to portray this as a kind of dramatic revelation and as quote-unquote official confirmation of the number, which is a ridiculous claim. As we have seen, the number had been known, discussed and anticipated for decades. And even then, in late 1945, no one had taken the smallest of steps to actually confirm such an estimate. It was pure hearsay, based on decades of propaganda, most from Jewish sources. For specific dates and sources, see Dalton 2020, Hedesheimer 2017. More than 6 million. After the war, the U.S. military government in occupied Germany created a documentary movie titled Death Mills. It showed a sequence of horrific footages taken after the occupation of several German wartime camps. It was shown to the German civilian population in order to further the Allies' goal of quote-unquote re-education. The narrator never speaks about the religious background of the victims, but claims that all German camps were quote-unquote death mills, and collectively some 20 million people were murdered in them. This number has since popped up on occasion, and even figures higher than that, up to 26 million, can be found in media and literature, albeit without specifying their religious or ethnic affiliation. In subsequent decades, scholars and journalists alike spread the claim that, in addition to some 6 million Jews, other victim groups also were victims of the Holocaust, adding further millions to the total. For instance, leading German public prosecutor Adalbert Ruckel mentioned in 1968 that 8 million non-Jews also fell victim to National Socialist mass murder, making it a total of 14 million. Simon Wiesenthal persistently spread the claim that, in addition to 6 million Jews, some 5 million non-Jews also died during the Holocaust. He has been attacked by numerous Jewish scholars for this, who claim that the 5 million non-Jewish death toll figure is unfounded and untrue. Wiesenthal has defended his invented 5 million claim by explaining that he wanted a number large enough to attract the attention of non-Jews to the Holocaust, but not larger than the actual number of Jewish victims, in order to maintain their primacy in the pecking order of victims and martyrs. See Scott 2017, Rudolph 2023, pages 15-18. The other victim groups consists of Gypsies, homosexual men, Jehovah's Witnesses, and Poles, as well as the Slavic peoples in general. As the entries for these groups explain, mass murder claims with vastly inflated victim numbers have been thoroughly debunked, in many cases even by Orthodox scholars. This kind of revisionism and downgrading of mass murder claims is quite acceptable too, and welcome by Orthodox scholars, as this preserves the primacy of Jewish victimhood. Demography. Holocaust skeptics were the first to publish a detailed demographic study about Jewish losses during World War II. In his 1983 study, The Dissolution of Eastern European Jewry, Walter Sanning analyzed global changes in Jewish population, albeit relying in part on possibly questionable journalistic sources. He concluded that many Jews had died during the war, but most due to causes unrelated to mass murder. Only some 300,000 additional deaths could not be explained by ordinary causes. The Orthodoxy countered this study with a collection of essays published in 1991, in a German book titled, Dimension des Völkermords, Dimension of Genocide, which was never translated into any other language, see Benz 1991. In this study, the overall Jewish death toll was calculated as follows. First, for every country that was at some point under German influence, the Jewish population figures from the last pre-war census and from the first post-war census were established. Then, the death toll was established by deducting the pre-war figure from the post-war number, with minor adjustments here and there. But this had the effect of wrongly counting several categories of missing Jews, including Jews who died fighting as partisans or soldiers, Jews deported by Stalin to eastern parts of the Soviet Union, Jews who fled the war zone, Jews who voluntarily emigrated, such as to Israel or the US. All these quote-unquote Jewish losses were counted as Holocaust victims. Furthermore, this book's authors, who each investigated one country, did not coordinate their work well, if at all. Since the borders of many European countries changed drastically before, during and after the war, everyone should have agreed first what borders to pick, but that was not done. In the end, they counted at least 1.5 million missing Jews twice because of this flawed approach. After all the rigging and maximizing of their demographic data, they concluded, unsurprisingly, quote, "The bottom line indicates a minimum of 5.29 and a maximum of just over 6 million Jewish victims," unquote, Benz 1991, page 17. And they add, in all seriousness, quote, "Of course, the purpose of this project also was not to prove any preset figure, 6 million, unquote, Ibidem, page 20. But this is a laughable claim, at best. For a detailed comparison of Sanning's and Benz's books, see Rudolph 2019, pages 175 to 206.